He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Hey, that's me, Jason Kirtman, coming to you from Studio 312 in southern New Mexico's beautiful Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men, well, the men are finely groomed, and I'm glad to be one of them. I've got some great music lined up for this show. I'm going to play one I haven't played in a long time, Big Boss Man by Elvis Presley. Felt like telling your boss that? Yeah, I have too, but I tell you what, I'm grateful to have a job. I am thankful to have a job. It's a tough economy out there. It's a tough world. That's why I find it my mission in life to spread as many smiles as I can. We'll start out with the second song with Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honeybee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb into one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard popping. Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb.
said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
This was actually seen on a Craigslist advertisement. Free left-handed vintage air guitar. Needs new strings and a good dusting.
Jim Danny to the rescue. Jim Danny to the rescue. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go Jim Danny, go Jim Danny. Jim Danny on a mountain top, 30,000 feet to drop. Spider lady on a runaway horse. Aha, that's right of course. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go Jim Danny, go Jim Danny. Jim Danny met a girl named Sue. She was feeling a kind of blue. Jim Danny, he's the kind of guy never liked to see a little girl cry. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go Jim Danny, go Jim Danny. Jim Danny to the rescue. Jim Danny to the rescue. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go Jim Danny, go! Jim Danny in a submarine got a message from a mermaid queen. She was hanging from a fishing line. Jim Danny didn't waste no time. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go Jim Danny, go Jim Danny. Jim Danny wanted to go to Maine. Got a ticket on a DC plane. Jim Danny didn't need no suit. He was hip for and ready to boot. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go Jim Danny, go Jim Danny. Go, go, go Jim Danny. Go, go, go Jim Danny. Go, go, go Jim Danny. Go on Jim Danny.
Here's Little Richard with The Girl Can't Help It.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it. She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she walks by the men folks getting rolled,
she can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the brass lights turn to toll.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold,
she can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she's got a figure made to squeeze,
help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
She mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beats, they become well done.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She made grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if I go to her, oh, bend the knee.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be, the girl can't help it if she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Can't help it. If she winks an eye, the brass lights turn to toll.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold,
can't help it. help it. The girl can't help it.
The girl can't have it. She was born to flee.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And she's got a bigger man to squeeze.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware? The girl can't have it.
The girl can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it. Is she in love with me?
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Call me Mo. That's Mama Speedo. He don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Call me Joe. That's Mama Speedo. He don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
Russians can be really tough fellas. An arm wrestling contest in Siberia ended with two contestants cutting off their own ears. The two men involved apparently made a wager at a drinking party to celebrate the Russian Orthodox Christmas on January 7th. The terms of the bet were apparently that they would have an arm wrestling match and the loser would cut his ear off. When one man won the arm wrestling, the other challenged him to a rematch, presumably for the other ear. After the two games, the score was 1-1, and after an argument, they decided to call the contest a draw, with each man losing an ear. One man's ear was completely cut off, the other's only partly so, and it's unclear whether the men will face charges, as police haven't decided whether self-mutilation is a crime. And here's Chuck Berry with No Money Down. Boy, I've heard that before. It's gotten me in a lot of trouble before.
As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air condition. I want automatic heat. I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Yes, I'm gonna get that car and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote. I'm got me a car and I'm headed on down the road.
My name's Jason Kirtman, and you're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. Check out my website at jasonkirtman.com. I would like to thank all of the stations that carry The Jason Kirtman Show, 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. Also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. The good folks at the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Country Lovin' Radio out of Vancouver, Washington. Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia, serving Ritchie County, and also OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina, and Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Q-Star Radio out of Tampa, Florida, and also our latest affiliate, KOWS Radio 107.3 out of Occidental, California. I gotta say it again one more time. Thank you for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. I really enjoy putting it together for all the great listeners out there who are with me trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage. It's a concept about the way things used to be in America. And you and I are gonna bring it back together again, where a handshake was just as good as a signed contract. And kids ate around the table with their families. We played together. We prayed together. And we stayed together.
Wonderland. Strolling. Strolling. send her back to me. She left me here all alone, and I ain't had no loving. Hey, 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 since my baby's been gone, my baby's gone. And tell her I love her, and everything's alright, so I'll keep searching all night long, 'cause I ain't had no loving. Hey, 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 since my baby's been gone, my baby's gone.
Warren and Maureen Nyer just paid $165,000 in cash. That's right, they paid cash for a home in Naples, Florida in 2011. And a few months later, Bank of America wrongly filed a foreclosure claim against them. They took the bank to court, and they won. The judge ordered the bank to pay their court cost, which totaled about $2,500. And guess what? The bank refused. Until the Nyerges showed up at the Naples Bank of America branch with a court-approved foreclosure of assets notice and a moving company crew. The workers began to seize furniture from the lobby. Less than 1 hour later, the bank paid up. Here's one of my favorites, Fats Domino with I'm Walking to New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to when I get through walking the blue, when I get back to New Orleans. I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. As I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey, till I lost all my money. No use for me to cry, I'll see you by and by. Well, I'm walking to New Orleans, and I got no time for talking. I've got to keep walking. The New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. As I'm walking to New Orleans. 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 I'm walking to New Orleans.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Now when I ask her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. Well, left a wild crocodile. See you later, alligator. Well, left a wild crocodile. Now don't you know you're in my way now? Can't you see it meant my style? Now when I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head. Yeah, the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. your wild crocodile. Now don't you know you're in my way now? Now can't you see your grandpa style? No! Pretty daddy, I know you mean it just to play. He said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, I know you mean it just to play. Don't you know you really hurt me? And this is all I have to say. See you later, alligator. Well, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. Farewell. So long. Goodbye.
Come on, baby, to a drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the drive-in show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. I bet my penis to a candy bar, and you'll be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to a drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. When we're parking in the drive-in show, we'll be sitting in the moonlight row. I'll bet my peanuts to a candy bar, you'd be cuter than a movie star. When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack. 6 hot dogs ought to be just right after such a wonderful night. Come on, baby, to the drive-in show. I know just the very place to go. I'll be over, pick you up at 8. This will be our very first date. Do 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 do.
This story I'm going to tell you is a fact. With my hand up, if I had to die, me and old Mabel, I'm going to let Geraldine rest a little bit tonight. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me and my wife Mabel. Both of us are kind of out of the woods, and we don't mind admitting that. But we went to New York with some real classy people, some business people we knew, who took us out to dinner, they called it, but it was night, so me and old Mabel called it supper. But took us out to the finest restaurant we was ever in our life. And what I'm going to tell you right now is an absolute fact with my hand up. In the very beginning, when we went in this place, I felt about as out of place as the Queen of England would have felt at a chitlin' cookout. The folks I was with was real class, and I just ain't class. You know, class is people that knows a whole lot of different things about a whole lot of different things, and I don't know all that much, but they was real classy people, and I picked up a menu, and my friend said, no, this is on us, and I'm ordering. He said, we're going to have the specialty of the house. In a little while, waiters started coming and bringing just different things to us. And in the very beginning, they brought us a little ice cream about the size of your thumb in a little cone, and it just handed it to us in a napkin. And I standing there looking at that thing. You know, I never have had a little bitty tiny ice cream like that, especially for a eat. And I didn't understand, and my friend realized I didn't. He said, now, Wendy, he said, what that is? He said, that's sorbonate or something, he said. And he said, what it's for is to open up your palate. Well, I watched them and they kindly wiggled it around. And see, I didn't even know I had a palate. I watched them wiggle it around in their mouth, so I wiggled it around in my mouth, and they kept bringing food. In a little while, here come a string of waiters. Now, let me explain this. Some friends of the Goldsteins from up in Connecticut that done business with them was there too. So there's six of us in all. In a little while, here come these waiters with big old platters about this big after they done brought us everything in the place, with six big old lobsters that was absolutely as big as the platters, and it was eyeballs and all. Sit them things down in front of us. Now, I don't think there's any question that me and my wife, Melba, have both seen lobsters. In the movies or in a picture somewhere, I know we've seen, but never on our plate. And never looking at us. But there that thing laid, and I was trying, since I didn't know what that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb was, I didn't want to come off too stupid. So I was trying to be kind of cool about that big old lobster. But then I realized my wife. Now, my wife don't pull no punches, and she don't eat nothing strange. And I just knew she was going to embarrass us and make us all look bad. And I kind of glanced over there at her, and I saw her looking down at that thing, and it was looking back up at her. And I knew any minute she was going to say the wrong thing. So with a lot of music going on in there and a lot of talking going on, I just leaned over in her ear, and I said, "Don't hit it." I said, "I'm pretty sure it's dead." And then I leaned back up, hoping and praying that she'd just sit there and look at it and nothing else. In a little bit, I felt her leaning over to me. And she said, "I'm going to tell you something, boy. And I'm going to tell you one time." She said, "There's two things in this world I don't eat. One of them is cat, and the other is whatever that is looking at me." So we sit there, and let me tell you this, they sit them lobsters down, and I knew that I had to make my family look good if I could. I knew she wasn't going to do it. So I looked down there, and they brought a bunch of little tools with them. So I very carefully watched my friends, the Goldsteins. I watched my buddy when he picked up this thing, and he cracked that thing open. And then he took a little tool, and he kind of split it apart, took a funny-looking little fork, and stuck in there and wiggled it around, pulled it out, dipped it in the butter, and eat it. I cracked mine open, took my funny little fork, dug mine. In a little while, I done eat every bit of it up, and I was looking like I knew what I was doing, feeling real good about it. And in a little while, the strangest thing happened. I never had this happen to me before, but then I never had been in a restaurant like that before. They come in there and eat by each one of our platters. They sit down a little bowl about that big around, full of liquid. It was kind of pink looking. I never did figure out if the stuff in there was pink or if it's just a pink bowl that made the stuff look pink. But they sit it down there, and I thought to myself, "Now I'm gonna try not to look like an idiot with this. First of all, I said, I'm gonna be the first one to move along with it. I'm not gonna wait and let them see me watching everything." So I picked that thing up, and when I got it about, when I got it about 2 inches from my mouth, I looked over there in my buddy's eyes and realized that I'd gone to the wrong part of my body with that bowl. But before you think that I am an out and out idiot, think about it just a minute. Now, the very first thing they brought us in that restaurant was that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb with sorbonate in it to rub around in your mouth and open up your palate. Don't it make sense that the last thing they'd bring you was a little bowl of pink stuff to drink and close your palate back up? They didn't bring no spoon, so I knew I wasn't supposed to spoon it out. They didn't bring no straw, so I knew I wasn't supposed to suck it out. So I picked it up to sip it out. But I knew I was wrong. I knew I was wrong. And so I watched them all real close. And the first thing I know, they're all dipping their fingers in there, washing their hands in that little bowl of warm liquid. And there I'm sitting with mine up at my mouth. So I looked over there at them and I said, nah, I don't think I'll wash my face right now. I'm just gonna wash my hands with y'all.
I hear something saying, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, huh. Ah. Huh. Ah. Huh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, my, 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 my.
Death and my irony, so Elizabeth hard. Taylor outlived Mel Gusso by 6 years. Who is Mel? Well, he was the New York Times writer who penned Taylor's obituary.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy. And I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close to me like I hope she would.
She danced with me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Ah. We only danced for a minute or two, and then she stuck close to me the whole night through.
Ah.
Can I be the one in love?
She
she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
From 1963, here's Elvis Presley with You're the Devil in Disguise.
You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes you are, devil in disguise. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil. Disguise. Oh yes you are, devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you.
to hide an aching heart. How come my heart just hurts me? Burning full of love and desire. So how come every time she kissed me, it set my world on fire? How come every time she leave me, it seemed like I've lost a part? I may be too young to marry, but not to hide an aching heart. Kiss me, it thrills me from head to toe. How come every time I see her, it moves me just more and more? I may be too young to marry, don't you think I ought to know?
Johnny, you're so young.
Shucks, I wanna get married.
You're so young.
My name's Hugh Carey. Smart enough to hide an aching heart.
So young.
Just I wanna get married.
You're so young.
My name's Hugh Carey.
You're so young, Johnny, you're so smart.
But I'm not smart enough to hide an aching heart.
So young.
Just I wanna get married.
Listening to the Jason Kurtman Show, coming to you from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. Most of them are, anyway. I want to thank all of the affiliate stations that carry the Jason Kurtman Show. 88.9 FM out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. Also 97.5 out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. And the good folks at the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas. Country Lovin' Radio out of Vancouver, Washington. Oldies Radio 104.3 FM, serving Ritchie County. They're in Cairo, West Virginia, and one of these days, I'm going to take a drive out there and eat some of the fine food in that area. Also, I'd like to thank OldiesRadio88.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina as well. That's beautiful country. And Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of all places, Phoenix, Arizona, and Q-Star Radio out of Tampa, Florida. And one of these days, I've never been to California, but I'd like to visit our new affiliate station, KOWS out of Occidental, California. They broadcast on 107.3 FM. And all of these stations have fantastic websites, and I've got links to them all on my website. It's easier to tell you to go there and click on those links. JasonKurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out their websites and send them an email and let them know you're listening to the show.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that cruising name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
La, 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 la
Somebody's gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt, I smell some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back or here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Hey, we're almost at the point where we close down the show for the week, but not without a word of encouragement that I want to give to you. I want you to do your best. I know sometimes it's hard, but do your best to keep a positive attitude in all you do. And when you do that, you'll find, not with everybody, but with most people, that positive attitude, it's just like a smile, it's contagious. And it really does work. It'll brighten your environment. I promise you, I guarantee you. So here's the challenge of the week. No matter what you do, keep thinking and keep thinking pretty.
Keep a thinking pretty, just fill your mind full of rainbows and robins and roses, and you'll find any kind of a dream one supposes can come true.
Keep a thinking pretty.
Don't be filled with pity, just cling to things like a hope and a prayer and a whistle, and you'll see suddenly while you're whistling that this will help you through. When life's a lemon instead of a plum, sour graping won't help you, chum. You'll bear fruit if you learn to say, my bowl of cherries is a-coming someday. So keep a-thinking pretty, just walk along with a song. Let your toes keep a-tapping, hum a tune. Pretty soon, pretty things will be happening to you. Be filled with pity, just cling to things like a hope and a prayer and a whistle, and you'll see suddenly while you're whistling that this will help you through. When life's a lemon instead of a plum, sour graping won't help you, chum. You bear fruit if you learn to say, my bowl of cherries is a-coming someday. So keep a-thinking pretty, just walk along with a song. Let your toes keep a-tapping, hum a tune. Pretty soon, pretty things will be happening to you.
You've been listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. I hope you have a fantastic week. God bless, I love you, and I will see you later.